same stuff, everything. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you notice, not design on that. See how that's ribbed there, yeah, with that black paint, yeah, on it? Uh-huh. The guy that put this house together, that was his trademarking. I don't remember what his name was. Daddy remember what his name was.
Well, now,
Hossel.
It was Hossel, but Hossel? It wasn't Hossel that had the barbecue stand.
Right.
Oh,
right.
No,
Hossel. No, it was,
Well, now, it's basically, this is just like smaller pieces of the same.
That's all it is, just smaller pieces.
I don't know. There's some of them that are mighty big when you get back inside
of it. It's smaller pieces, right. Uh-huh. It's just made
That's original, just like it was when it was built in 35. Never has been changed.
Well, now, that's a really large...
That's oversized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, they have in time brought the wood in a wheelbarrow. It'd be such a big backlog.
Uh-huh.
No, that's real. I mean, it was made to use.
It's
always
made
been
to
used.
And we use it,
hadn't got
it
a damper or anything in it.
Well, now, what about... that's all the original in there?
Yes, ma'am.
Every
everything about it's original.
The whole works.
Chimney, everything about it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a huge chimney outside when you go out there. It has regular fire brick, just like it's supposed to have and everything.
That's the Rock Daddy strikes his matches on.
Oh,
yeah, he has one there.
Well, now, does it have those metal...
No.
No, we have the dog irons that we use in those.
Yeah, we've got those.
Yeah, we have
that's
those.
What I was wondering about.
Oh, yeah, we have the regular dog irons.
This is the rock where my brother used to put salt on and lick it.
But he was a little tiny one.
Oh, no. That's pretty funny.
We got plenty of ventilation in our house.
Uh-huh.
Well,
that's really funny.
It's funny, you know, we'd find dog irons to use, you know, for the wood, to burn the wood. And now that they're, you know, $100 and $200 because they're antiques.
You just can't find them.
But
we
can't find them.
Finally found another safe.
We got
and that's
one more
where I don't know what we'll do.
You can't find them anymore.
Uh-uh.
It's just, I mean, they're antiques now. Cray, and the ones you do find, usually are, you know, they're ornamental brass or something.
Well, the ones that was in this originally were ornamental.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just weren't wood that winter. They just kindled anything they could get. They weren't prepared, you know, to face the winter weather, but they did.
That hearth is the same size it was before.
That's
they...
Same size.
Oh, that's the
hearth, the
uh-huh,
bottom part
uh-huh,
down there.
Because
one time Daddy was sitting there in his chair and he like fell through the floor of the...
We had a bad time with termites for a while because there's so much wood in the house.
See, that goes all the way to the ground. You see, that fireplace is part of the outside wall. It's not just a...
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you something else, too. That has a big concrete base there like a box,
mm-hmm,
like this, and it's hollow down here.
Mm-hmm. And termites came up through
it. Nothing, just the wood. Wherever the wood is, it's all the thing.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really modern looking.
You'll never get all this together.
Oh, what are you saying? No, I think this is fantastic.
What do you do? Take it apart and then put each in its place?
Put each in its place, mm-hmm, exactly.
Well, leave out those giggles in your mind.
No, that's what, some of the things I was going to ask you about, you answered my question, that didn't even answer. I was going to call you, ask you, but you know, the parts, like the hearth and
mm-hmm,
the different, you know, the way that it was. Well, now this house that you were telling me about that you lived in when you were a girl, now, was it heated with a... just with the wood stove?
Plain old wood stove and plain old cook stove.
And plain old cook stove.
Yeah, I showed her our skillet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when they built this house, that was all the heat that was in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Then he bought an oil burning heater and put it in that bedroom in there.
Uh-huh.
The kind
that
burns plain cool off.
Well, now, does that have a lot of, wouldn't that have a lot of black?
Yeah, it did.
Mm-hmm. And one day it blew up.
Finally blew it.
And so I was glad to get rid of it.
But it would be a real collector's item now. It was real ornate. It had ivory on it. It was really a nice little thing.
We had a large, great, big heating stove on the back porch.
On the back porch. They bought that finally.
Yeah, the second year I was here. Well, really, the fall that before my first baby came, it was cold, but just screened in porch, and they put glass in and glassed it in.
Right.
Because my bedroom was at the very back there. And I like to froze to death. I wasn't
it's
used to
it. It's still cold back here, too.
North side's cold. We're going to do something about that because the cold of the air comes in
that,
there.
But that first year or so we lived here, that little heater and that fireplace was it.
And they burned. They had to wear the clothes all the time was in the house.
Mm.
And then
the girls couldn't practice their piano in yonder.
Well, what would you do about, like, this little oil thing that you said, now, would it put out a lot of soot and everything?
Not necessarily. You had to keep it kind of, don't turn it too high. Like
well,
a lamp. You know what a lamp looks like?
Yeah.
It had a wick like a lamp, except it was round, socket.